that we don't want to break free from and that we don't want to tell anybody about. But don't allow success to shield you from unresolved sin. Some of us have some stuff in us that we haven't asked God to forgive us of, and we're going to carry it to our grave if we have to. But I tell you, when we deal with our unresolved sin, it will release us from the insecurities that's hindering us from being who God has called us to be. Jacob had to come to the point of realizing that he was a cheat, that he was a con artist, that he was a trickster. He said, "That's who I am. I'm not even worthy to call upon your name. I can dress up and act like I'm all of that in a bag of chips, but on the inside of me, there's so much sin on the inside of me that I haven't dealt with that is hindering me and is keeping me in a place of insecurity. My name is Jacob." And God says, "I know your name, but who are you really?" You got to confess before God that unresolved sin if you're going to break free from the insecurities that keeps you in a place that's distant from being who God has called you to be. God had to secure him with his identity. God changed his name. Yes, he did. Can I tell you today that if you but confess your sins,